Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio, Star Dish Radio on Blog Talk Network. My name is Joanne, your host. Tonight, we are going to be talking with a author of a fantastic book called Echo's Revenge, and I am going to bring him on the phone right now, Mr. Hart Getson. Welcome to Stardish Radio.
Hello, Joanne. Nice to be here with you.
Thank you. Nice to have you. So I was reading, I didn't read the book yet, but it is something that I plan on purchasing for my boy, who is going to be 12. Once I read through excerpts and whatnot, this is something I think that he's really, really, really going to be into. Let's get into a little bit of the background. From what I understand, this story was inspired by a challenge from your children, your two sons.
Exactly. I've had this thing sort of going on with them to read more books, and they, you know, they game more and more, and we get into the whole thing of how much gaming should they be doing during the school year, and how much, when they should be gaming and when they should be reading. So they gave me a challenge, and they just said, hey, write us, you know, a really scary, engaging, you know, book, like a video game, and we'll be glad to read it anytime. And so I did, and I really took my cue from them, and I was trying to write a book that would be very engaging and something for all these guys who, you know, you want your kids to read during the summer especially, so I wanted to make it a summer read for video gamers.
And what was the verdict when they read the book?
They loved it. They wanted to read the next one, and they've read the rough draft of the next one, and they love it, and they're helping me with the plot at points and all kinds of little things here and there, and they've been really, really helpful. And one of my sons is 11 and one's 17, so it's a nice spread, and I get very different points of view. Yeah, so it's fun. It's a kind of a family project.
And that's great. I mean, if it brings you together like that, that's an awesome thing. Now, typically with your boys, how much time do they spend on a video game? Particularly probably a younger one, the 11-year-old.
Well, we have a rule that we don't play at all during the week, during
mm-hmm.
school. And he'll play for probably a couple of hours on Saturday with a friend or with a bunch of friends online,
mm-hmm.
and maybe an hour in the afternoon. And then he sort of kind of gets over it and does other things. So,
right.
But the thing is if he plays during the week, if we let him play when he's tired at the end of a school day, he'll kind of fall into it and we'll lose him into it. So,
right.
It gets into a just sort of a cycle where he gets really tired. So we just cut it out completely during the week, and it seems to work a lot better. He's a lot brighter and a lot ready for everything.
Right. And I apply the same rule. Same one. My son is 11 as well. Same rule. No during the week. So, yeah, I think that's pretty awesome. But with children and reading, I mean, I'm always looking for something new for my son to read as well. And I think that you really hit the nail on the head with this one, because a lot of the games that they do play are similar to what you got going on here with this book. And I think that kids will read more if it's something that they're interested in, of course. You know, if you give a kid a book, To Kill a Mockingbird, they're going to be like, really? Can't I just watch the movie? I mean, they're not going to sit and watch it, and they're not going to read it because they're not going to be interested in it. Or if they do read it, it's going to be forced. You want them to have it as an enjoyable experience, which I think you're hitting the perfect audience for this, and I think this is something that will keep them wanting more and keep them coming back, reading it once, then again, and maybe something they missed the first time around. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. And it's hard to find it's actually been impossible to find books that share the gaming vernacular and sort of style of how they get through a plot, if they have a plot in them. And the gaming experiences are obviously extremely intense and very, very interactive. So I wanted to recreate that so that they were more comfortable in that milieu, so they would just kind of transition into reading the book easier than I'm trying to give them some Chekhov or something like that, and it's just
right,
so foreign.
Right.
It's so beautiful, but it's so foreign. And I've tried to key on this sort of different types of realism, and whether it's Russian 19th century realism or American, Tom Sawyer or something like that. And it's just so hard to find something that's got that intense pace and that just knocks them around the way a video game, something that's almost concussive and so just really grabs them in that way. So I've extended the book into a website presence, and from that there will be a connection into all kinds of STEM issues, educational links to aspects that are related to the narrative and to game building games and video games and reality games, and sort of transitioning all of that in 3 or 4 years into a game of its own. So it's, the idea was to cross from video games into literature, into real technology, and to make it very, very realistic that way, so that they could get a little more out of it.
And I think that you did it in an interesting way for them, you know. I mean, like I said, if you're going to just tell them, oh, well, go build a game, you know, they're not going to look for that kind of stuff on their own. But going through, like, your website, and I went through it, and it's great how it pops up. I'll tell you, I kind of jumped when the eye came up. I was like, oh, okay. and this is definitely something that my son, I know, would love. So I think you've got it right down to where it needs to be, where these kids are just going to keep coming back. And then, now, is it true, or I was reading somewhere that after the third book comes out, this might go into a movie possibly?
We're planning for that. Ultimately, I'd rather see it as a television series, but we'll definitely move it into a feature or television series. But I want it to be, as a television series, I'm hoping that it can be something that will engage the whole family the way shows maybe did more, you know, 15, 20 years ago, where it'll grab the kids, but it'll also engage their parents and the whole family and all kinds of different issues related to this stuff.
I could see something like that on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, sure.
I that's something I would definitely sit down with him and watch. I mean, my son has gotten me to watch things that I haven't watched in years, so I can definitely see us getting into this kind of subject. And what is the message that you want to send with the book,
There are a lot of messages related to technology and related to being online, and one of the big themes is with these two brothers is that the human element is so critical to everything, and that certain traditional values like loyalty and commitment can get you through situations that could otherwise seem really unbearable and extremely difficult. And that's why I opened the book up in a very dysfunctional family household, where these guys are the masters of their online universe, but they're really abused by their mom's boyfriend, and it's very difficult for them. And so the idea is that they run away from home and become unwittingly engaged in this game, and they ultimately have to rely on each other to get through it and to win the game ultimately. So there are a lot of issues about loyalty and social codes of conduct and that kind of thing in there as well.
Well, I can definitely say that this is, again, something I know my son would read, and it's something I would definitely recommend to other moms who, not that I have a hard time getting him to read, but I know this is something that he'll actually be interested in reading, you know, and I think you captured a great audience for that. Now, this is your first book.
Right.
Right? Okay. So what, for budding authors, let's say, one of the kids that reads this gets inspired to write something like what you did, what steps do you take to begin writing the book?
Well, you have to be really excited about the subject matter and do at least just a little bit of research, whether it's in a technical world or a video gaming world or whatever it is. I had a really terrific experience today in a high school where an English class, a sophomore class, read the book and then came back and did some practice with dialogue exercises and wrote short stories of their own that were sort of kicked off by ideas in the book. And mm-hmm. I would say to any of these guys, one of my sons does is he writes short stories and he loves to illustrate them. Start small and practice writing short stories. And then when you really have a story that you're very passionate about and you want to communicate something other than the story, maybe some kind of theme or idea about how to do things in a different way, that's a great motivation to finish a novel. So, you know, once they write a few short stories, then they can write something a little longer and then practice, you know, creating outlines and structuring things on a larger and larger scale until they're happy with it, and then go into the writing and rewriting. I mean, of course, obviously, the key to everything is rewriting and rewriting, and that's something that's difficult for a lot of people to do. And especially kids, but if they can get into that habit in a short story, they get the idea and they can understand how powerful a story can be, and they go on from there.
Wow. You know, you've got so many things coming out of this book as far as educational experiences for the kids that read it. I'm eager to read it now, and we will be reading it together as a mother and son kind of thing. And I can't wait to see this on television now. You know, go to echohunt.com, everybody, and you look at the website. You'll get where I'm coming from with this, because once you see the visual of it and then you start reading it, you just kind of fall into that world. And it gets you excited. It really does. Even for this 42-year-old woman who doesn't play games, you know, it gets excited, you know. So I definitely love the idea of it. I applaud you for it. And I look forward for the rest of them. And again, like I said, to see either on television or in the movies. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Oh, thanks. And you can also read an excerpt from both book at the website. And that you can actually communicate with the characters and get a response. You can post messages on a message board and get either put input into the story or, you know, find out more about something. There are a whole lot of scenes that aren't included in the story. And so there's a lot of material and a lot of back and forth with the kids through the website.
That's great. I mean, I love that you do the interactive with the website also, and if it brings more children to read, more kids to read, I should say, then you know what? So be it. I mean, again, thank you for putting out a subject that children will actually kind of be into, you know, these boys that, you know, love playing the games. Definitely something that they could get into. It's their generations, I guess, of a Sherlock Holmes kind of thing, you know.
Exactly.
You know, that's, yeah, I like that. So thank you, Hart Getson. And again, I look forward to all the rest of your works that are ready to come out. And best of success to you. Congratulations. And I look forward to having you back when the next one comes out.
I would love that. Thanks so much.
Okay, Hart. Take care. Everybody, go to echohunt.com, buy the book, Echo's Revenge, and let me know what you think. Throw me an email, stardishradio.com, And we'll see where we go from there. Thank you again for joining us tonight, Heart Getson. And we will check in with the listeners next week. Until then, have a great day.